Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Zarin.
Elizabeth.
You know what's ridiculous?
I do. Spontaneous human combustion.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
No, it is. Because remember how that used to be a thing? And now you never, ever hear about
it. Like the Bermuda Triangle.
And like quicksand. Exactly, right? Well, what happened? Did spontaneous combustion stop being a thing?
I don't know.
Well, I did the research for you.
According
to the research, there's this big study of spontaneous human combustion back in 1984 and another one in 2002. The drop-off was due to three big changes. One, we stopped drinking as much alone. Two, we stopped smoking as much. Three, we changed our diet. And also it turns out that that old high-starch, low-carb diet, along with the acetone buildup from all the booze that we were drinking, made for a good fuel to burn a body.
Well, sure, inflammable clothes.
There's also something called the wick effect or the candle effect, which is where the adipose tissue, or the subcutaneous fat of the body, gets turned into a wax-like substance, and then that facilitates a slow burn. It can then it can basically power the self-immolation. It's like your body was a candle. You just pull your own fat out of your body.
That's a mashup.
Yeah, right? Now, basically, spontaneous human combustion was the result of old alcoholics sitting at home alone. They'd have a heart attack or some other debilitating condition. Then they'd drop their cigarette on their highly flammable lazy boy or their cotton pajamas and up would go grandma.
Wow. Right?
So spontaneous combustion is no longer a thing because we aren't a bunch of alcoholic smokers living alone.
Look at us. Hooray!
Hey! Ridiculous, no?
That is. You know what else is ridiculous?
No, but I'm hurt for it.
The perpes!
Yeah!
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous.
Those are my lines.
Welcome to the second annual Ridiculous Crime Awards, affectionately known as The Perpes. Man alive, we love award shows. Am I right? Am I right, everybody? Remember, this is a rollicking look back at the past year of entertainment, ranking things with an arbitrary value. Zarin, it's been quite a year, hasn't it?
You know it, Elizabeth. A lot of things going on in the world. Good things, bad things. It was a year like no other, and yet like all the others, all at the same time.
Yes. 2003 was a year.
Yes.
This was the second year of Ridiculous Crime, and it was a doozy. Right, Producer Dave?
As Zarin says, you damn right.
Yeah. Now, once again, our staff analyzed every episode from this year and came up with some truly great categories. I'm geeked.
We just lounged around while they did all the work. It was rad.
Of course, we can't start the show without our special awards show theme song. Hit it!
Ridiculous crime, rude youths, children of Earth. Tonight we celebrate the majesty of crime with the perpes. You heard me, the perpes.
What a great song. Really captures the mood. And now, let me present our host for the evening, Producer Dave.
Thanks, lady host. Speaking of songs, we've had some great ones this year for each episode. I mean really, really powerful tunes that captured the heart of the story. These songs pulled at the heartstrings of humanity and allowed us to feel the notes of our own hearts in the air around us. Throughout the show, we're going to hear the five songs that really went above and beyond. Our first nominee for Ridiculous Song of the Year is Murph the Surf by Tommy and the Jangles from the episode Endless Bummer, Beach Bad Boys, Rob Hall of Gems. Let's take a listen.
Everybody's talking about Murph the Surf now.
Fun fact, that track made it to number 4 on the Estonian pop music charts. Very popular over there. It even launched a fashion trend, board short onesies.
I love that. It was a real coup to get Tommy and the Jangles on that one. I had to pull a lot of strings, call in some favors. Let's just hope that I never have a firstborn son.
That's great for you. The next award is a special one. Here to present the award for Best Con Artist is co-host of Ridiculous Crime, Zarin Burnett.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be anywhere. This category is a special one. It's about the folks who make our tagline what it is. You know, we say capers, heists, and cons. These are the masters of those cons.
Oh.
The nominees for Best Con Artists are... Christopher Roquencor from Hey Everybody, It's Me, a Rockefeller, Christopher Roquencor. A scrappy Frenchman with a love of the good life, old Chris got himself in a little bit of trouble in Hollywood and the Hamptons. When you're dragging Mickey Rourke into things and pretending to be a Rockefeller, you know it's going to be good. Fred DeMara from The Love Song of Fred W. DeMara. He only wanted to help people. He just didn't have time for medical school. Conning your way into saving lives is a new one for us, and we will never forget Fred's ridiculousness. And neither should you. Big Bertha Heyman from The Biggest Little Confidence Queen in Texas and New York, Montana and San Francisco. Bertha Heyman. This woman was a force of nature, able to get what she wanted whenever she wanted. She took gullible men for a ride from New York to San Francisco. Her looks were maligned by the newspapers of the day, but to us, she's a beautiful shining star of crime. Wilson Meisner from King of the Con Men, Wilson Meisner. Wilson Meisner was everywhere. The Yukon, New York, Florida, Hollywood. And everywhere he went, his smooth-talking, quick-witted ways got him lots of money with little work. Wilder than wild and always in the right place at the right time. Lastly, Mike Romanoff from Someday My Prince Will Con, Michael Romanoff. If there's something Americans love, it's a vaguely European accent. Throw in some aristocracy and we're sold. Michael Romanoff rode this fascination and went from peasant to prince of Hollywood. And the winner is... Wilson Meisner! Which makes sense, because he was, after all, the king of the con men.
That's great. So good. The king of the con men. Wow! To present this next award, we are joined by the other co-host of Ridiculous Crime, Elizabeth Dutton.
Hello. You are welcome. You are so happy for me to be here. Our next category is one that is dear to my heart. It's celebrities. They're just like us. They walk their dogs, eat food, go to the doctor, set fire to the eternal stones of Phantalia in order to maintain power and virility, just like us. Sometimes they do crime, and we're here to talk about that. The nominees for Best Celebrity Crimer are Stephen Fry from Stephen Fry Stole Some Credit Cards and We're All Better For It. Oh, Stephen Fry, that lovely old so-and-so, a witty genius. Fry has captivated audiences across the world in films, TV shows, books, podcasts, and other general awesomeness. But as a young lad, he was less focused on bettering us all and more focused on bettering his wardrobe at the expense of others. God bless him. Liam and Noel Gallagher from Let's Look Back in Anger, the Batlin Gallagher brothers of Oasis. Zarin took us on a wild ride through the many criminal exploits of the famous Gallagher brothers of Oasis. drugs, fighting, more drugs, more fighting. They never fail to entertain both on and off the stage. The Eagles, from the Eagles versus Hotel California, the band, not the football team. I'm not ashamed to say that I love the song Hotel California. The Eagles, or rather, Eagles, wrote many hits over the years, and that only made their notes and sheet music all the more valuable. Just like Oasis, there were drugs and fighting, but this one has theft too. Guns N' Roses, from Out to Get Me, the various legal woes of Guns N' Roses. The bad boys of hair metal, Guns N' Roses, are a swirling mess of drugs and more drugs. This episode detailed the many ways the members of the band ran into the law. Arrests, lawsuits, and did we mention drugs? Tim Allen, from Doing Time with Tim the Coke Man Allen. Speaking of drugs, Tim Allen. We're finding that for the most part, where there's a celebrity, there's drugs. Tim Allen is at the top of the cocaine mountain. The other celebrities may have dabbled or devolved, but Tim Allen was out there moving serious weight. From Doing Time to Tool Time, this guy's story is incredible. And the winner of Best Celebrity Crimer is Tim Allen. I think what makes him great is that he did the crime and the time before he was a celebrity. And then he went on to make America laugh and make Pamela Anderson uncomfortable.
Wow, the lady host didn't do a bad job at that. Good job, Ben. Our second nominee for Best Song is Rosso Corso by Giuseppe Bombonzari from the episode The Need for Speed, Tom Baker.
And you know I can't control myself when I get in that Ferrari. Oh no. I don't know who I am when I get in that Ferrari. And you know I lose control of myself when I get in that Ferrari.
Abbondanza, that was really beautiful. Another Bombonzari gem.
You know, like Ennio Morricone, Bombonzari pushed the edges of what could be considered music.
So true. When people said no, Bombonzari said, "Sì, e miele pantaloni sono troppo strietti."
Precisely. Next up, we have an award presented by none other than defensive coordinator for the NFL's newest expansion team, the Costa Mesa Concussions, Zarin Burnett.
Thanks, Mr. Dave. I am honored to present this award. I love the awards. Every day I come to Ridiculous Crime Headquarters and I get to work with this weirdo, Elizabeth Dutton. And sometimes we get to talk about weirdos. Here are some of the best weirdos we've profiled. The nominee for Best Weirdos are... King Carlos. This guy embodies one of the Ridiculous Crime maxims, act like you know. He desperately wanted to become a professional soccer player, but didn't have the skills. And he didn't let that stop him. And it helped that he was a total weirdo. North Pond Hermit. At some point, it's likely people have wanted to disappear into the woods for a while. It's super weird to disappear into the woods for decades. Living off the land and the goods in people's vacation cabins, the Northwoods Hermit took weird to another level. Balloon Boy's dad. How weird is it to build a big silver balloon and launch your kid into the air? And to do it for publicity? Weird. His interviews were weird. His behavior was weird. Everything about him was weird. Rob Tall University. His band is weird. His hair is weird. Getting fraudulent loans is standard issue Ridiculous Crime, but changing your name to Rob Tall University is as weird as it gets. Dr. Dante. Let's face it. Hypnotism, it's a little weird. And it's weirder when it's used as a vehicle for a large-scale con. Okay, the winner is... Northwoods Hermit. Yeah. I mean, I can believe that a guy chose to live in the woods for decades, but what I can't believe is that he ditched that sweet Subaru brat on the side of the road.
So weird.
Right on!
We need to take a break to listen to some ads from our sponsors who allow us to keep doing what we're doing right now. Back in a flash.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Springtime is all about fresh air and fresh starts. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. With the days getting longer and the weather warming up, we're out and about a lot more. And that applies to criminals, too. I don't have to worry because Simply Safe blankets my whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. And there are indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over my property day and night. It's not just cameras. Simply Safe has professional monitoring agents who keep watch on your home when you aren't there. Agents can stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and the police are on their way. Sounds great, right? There's no contract, and they offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So trying Simply Safe is risk-free. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Okay. Returning in 3, 2, 1.
That's you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the second annual Perpies. Our next presenter is the 1958 winner of America's Laziest Bake Off, Elizabeth Dutton.
All right.
Hey, woo, Dave. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, what I'm about to talk about. I'm talking about the Picturites. It's a way for us to really just open her up, get creative, just get silly, feel special, to finally feel alive. The nominees for Best Picturite are... Zarin is a Pervert from Plymouth Rock Landed on Us, the Plymouth Mail Heist. It wasn't just the beautiful soundscape that brought this one to life. It was also Zarin being cast as a pervert who spies on his neighbors. It was a new low for me.
Oh, you too?
The party scene from The High Cosmic Crimes of Lord Buckley. Zarin took us to a psychedelic, raucous Hollywood party, complete with a donkey wearing a sombrero and Robert Mitchum with a parrot on his shoulder. I think we can all agree that we totally pictured it.
I didn't like this one. Too much work.
The Coke scene from The Eagles versus Hotel California, the band, not the football team. I showed up as a judgmental parrot in this fever dream of a Picturite, perched in the home of producer Julia Phillips. I spoke truth to power.
Don Henley has no star power.
The arrest scene from Wouldn't You Like to Get Away, the North Pond Hermit. Zarin plays a giant Costco-sized bag of large marshmallows who watches helplessly as the North Woods Hermit robs a summer camp of its Epicurean delights, including him. Luckily, he was saved by a game warden. Whew. The bookstore scene from A Dirty Little Book Thief. John Charles Gilkey. Producer Dave took us to a small, rare bookstore in San Francisco for this one. And from there, we witnessed Zarin as a secret bookseller assassin.
You damn right.
And the winner is... a tie.
Whoa!
Hotel California and Northwoods Hermit. I really enjoyed imagining myself as a sassy parrot.
You did.
I'm just
going
to say that. And I know that Zarin enjoyed being a bag of marshmallows.
My final form.
And more than being a pervert. It all just felt natural. I think that the Northwoods Hermit picture, it was the first instance of one of us asking the other to imagine that they're an inanimate object.
True story.
That was groundbreaking.
True
and then
story.
Speaking of groundbreaking, how about producer Dave managing to get the vibe of Hotel California without us having to pay for licensing?
Hey.
It was genius. He created one of the most incredible soundscapes in this one for us, and we could picture it.
Way to bring it home.
I'll tell you what I can picture. I can picture myself slaving over a hot audio console while my wife and kids cry in front of my photograph, splitting a bean into three portions. Support your local unions, people. iHeart Podcast Union.
Yes.
Anyway, our third nominee for Best Song is the hit underground club track There's a Boy in That Balloon by DJ Freshbottom from the episode The Falcon and the Showman, The Epic Journey of Balloon Boy.
Okay, let's go.
Man, I remember when that episode came out. People were so stoked that DJ Freshbottom's work would get that much wider audience.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And also, others did kind of claim that he sold out, though.
Yeah, but like, I'm just into DJ Freshbottom's line of giant hats.
Yeah, you were.
Hashtag blessed, hashtag Freshbottom.
Our next presenter needs no introduction, but I am going to do it anyway. Ladies and germs, please welcome five-time Oscar award-winning accent coach, Zarin Burnett.
Hey. Thank you, Mr. David Lee Kustin. We joke a lot on this show. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. And one of the things we often joke about is criminals writing books.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out the best way to get a book deal is do some time. Hey, it's funny because it's true.
It is.
It feels like as soon as they get locked up, they take pen to paper, or they press finger to key, and they just start telling their stories, releasing their truths. And that all makes our job so much easier. So thank you guys for doing that. The nominees for Best Crime Book are... I, Christopher Rocancourt, Orphan, Playboy, and Jailbird by Christopher Rocancourt. Rocancourt was a showman through and through, and what egotist showman can resist telling all about his background and exploits? Certainly not old Chris. In his memoir, he tells the incredible story of how he went from a terrible childhood to hobnobbing and scamming the rich and famous. Fake by Clifford Irving. This is the book that launched three episodes of Ridiculous Crime. First, there was the episode, He Wants to Be a Paperback Writer, Clifford Irving, which detailed a scam artist writer in his legitimate book about an art forger. Then there was Fake It and You'll Make It, Almir Dohori, which profiled that same art forger. Then came Tony Tetro, The Art Forger's Forger, about an art forger inspired by the book and the original art forger. The book sparked a magnificent, expanding Mandelbrot set of crime. Rubare a ricchi non è peccato. Stealing from the rich is not a sin, by Vincenzo Papino. He has been called Philosopher Thief, Phantom of the Lagoon, and King of Thieves. Vincenzo Papino is certainly one of our favorites. He details all of his Venetian adventures and exploits in his autobiography. This one is a gem for its name alone. Hipporama of the Classics by Lord Buckley. This book is a transcription of seven monologues taken from recordings by the great cult hipster entertainer. These are the things that made him a criminal in the eyes of the cops. full of his takes on the lives and words of Jesus, Abraham Lincoln, Roman Emperor Nero, the Marquis de Sade, Mahatma Gandhi, Alvar Nunez, Cabeza de Vaca, and William Shakespeare. This book is pure, far-out, euphoric, electric light, truth for your brain box, baby. And the best crime goes to...
10, 9, 8!
Fake by Clifford Irving.
Happy New Year!
This one was a close one. A lot of the judges were swayed by the brilliant title of Pepino's book, but ultimately, Fake won it because it gave us 3 whole episodes of ridiculousness.
Wow, so good. You know what? Books always win, don't they?
Oh, I love books.
Always.
Some people say, hey, Dave, who's the next presenter?
Hey, Dave, who's the next presenter?
And I say, the next presenter is none other than the CEO of Sloss International, Elizabeth Dutton.
Hey, thank you, kind sir. You know what's ridiculous? Drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs. Zarin is well known for telling compelling tales of criminality and illicit substances.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate that.
Why not?
These are the best drug crime stories of the year, and they're all Zarin's.
You damn right.
Mm-hmm. Frampton comes alive with crime. The harrowing tale of a catfished physics professor turned drug smuggler, all for the love of a bikini model. This one was exceptional because the protagonist was not high on his own supply, but rather high on pictures of his fake girlfriend's jugs. Hobo, hobo. Say hello to my Amish friend. Drugs in Pennsylvania Dutch country. Forget apple butter. These Amish fellas made their nut on a more profitable product, the cocaine. They gave new meaning to Rumspringa when they teamed up with outlaw biker gangs to supply the dirtbags of the world with booger sugar. Diver down the wonderful world of narco subs. Drug dealers are innovative. They dig tunnels. They fly secretive small planes. They make souvenirs out of cocaine for import-export. But they get really innovative when they go underwater. This episode gave us a deep dive on submarine smuggling. Dope floats, the uncrashable Gary Betzner. He hypnotized his wife, lived in the nude, faked his own death, worked with Pablo Escobar, got embroiled in the Iran-Contra affair, and pulled off an incredible drug crime. Oh, Gary Betzner, you are one crazy diamond.
Ah, my man, I'm rooting for Gary.
Senator Joe McCarthy and his love of heroin. You'd never expect a man obsessed with the law to break it for drugs. Or would you? One man tapped into the paranoias and moral panics of America, all while high as a kite. The other invented the war on drugs while supplying drugs. This episode had it all. Hypocrites, witch hunts, racism, accusations. And it was all 100% true.
I'm going with this one because of the way Zarin said dope. Again and again. That was one of my highlights of the year.
Well, and the winner is... Gary Betzner.
Yeah, my man!
This man was so unhinged and so out there, he had to be the winner. Zarin really brought it with the drug crimes this year, but Gary Betzner was top of the heap of cocaine.
Hooray! And hooray for nudity. Let's check in with our next nominee for Best Song. This is In the Woods from the episode Wouldn't You Like to Get Away, the North Pond Hermit.
Oh yeah, boy, you know what time it is. It's time to get ridiculous. I ran off into the woods, my friend. Running the f*** away from God. These f***ers want me busted now. Just for living the f***ing dream.
Yeah. This one is always a controversial tune.
You know, it's got that bouncing, jangling track with a really hard juxtaposition to those raunchy lyrics.
Well, you know what's funny is that the executives at iHeart didn't want us to use that.
No.
But we held firm.
Yeah, you did.
And now it's up for an award. Would you look at that?
Way to
look
go.
At us.
Yes, I am looking. I'm looking. Elizabeth, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at you. Zarin, looking at you. Here to present our next award is 1984 gold medalist in interpretive dance, Zarin Burnett. Oh.
Hey! So great to be here, Dave. Thanks for the recognition of my excellence in dance. You, sir, are a beautiful man. I mean, truly, your lips, they're like a cozy dream. You are a delicate iron hammer held by a velvet-gloved hand.
What, this old rag?
Of course, David. But anyway, I'm getting carried away. This category, which I'm here to bring to you fine folks, is the best heist.
Throw the book at him.
Yeah, sorry. Throw the book at him. The Transy Library book heist. This one had all the trappings of a classic heist. There were costumes, there was coordinated transportation, there was recon, there was a famous auction house, and there was the ultimate target, a very expensive book. The problem was the chuckleheads who thought they could pull this off. Endless Bummer, Beach Bad Boys, damn it, Endless Bummer, Beach Bad Boys rob Hall of Gems. The heist to steal J.P. Morgan's gems from a museum is strong. What is even stronger is that it involves Murph the Surf, an iconic party boy gone bad. The episode had one of tonight's best song nominees in it, and that only added to the legend of this criminal folk hero.
I love Rob Hall of Gems.
That's actually my safe word.
He's the singer of the band Gems.
Yeah.
Let's rob a bank about it. What a heist, guys. Do you remember this one?
Uh-huh.
Or rather, heists with an S.
This was a Producer Dave special.
Yes. Sean Hopwood. He held up 5 banks in 11 months, swapping college bank for bank robbing. He was, of course, caught. That would have stopped a lot of men in their tracks. Not Sean. No, sir. He went on to not just pay his debt to society, but to pay it forward to others. From stick-up guy to stand-up guy. Can you dig it? The Hole in the Ground Gang. Los Angeles is reported to be the bank robbery capital of the world. With lots of competition, it takes a lot to stand out. Enter the Hole in the Ground Gang. While some go in through the front door, the gang hits banks from under the earth. They tunneled their way into riches, and in a rare, ridiculous crime case, they were never caught.
Ooh. Whew.
Edwin Rist and the Feather Underground. A young man sets his sight on a golden flute. He is desperate for the instrument, but he doesn't have the cash. He does, though, have a valuable skill, fly tying. But expensive flies need expensive feathers, so he did the only illogical thing. He stole rare feathers from a museum. Of course, that's one way to get a golden flute. Okay, a lot of good competition. Let's see what this says. And the winner is... the Transy Library Book Heist! Hail to the Gooch! These college jokers came through with a solid heist. If they had been anything like the Ocean's 11 crew, which they so idolized, they'd have gotten away with it. Oh well, their failure was our gain.
Yes. Books. Always bet on books. To present our next award, I would like to welcome the best busker on Telegraph Avenue, Miss Elizabeth Dutton.
Thanks, Pumpkin. This next award is one for the fighters, the conniving, the petty. I'm talking about rivalries. Webster's Dictionary describes a rivalry as the act of rivaling, the state of being a rival, competition, which is not very helpful.
No.
And they define rival as, quote, one of two or more striving to reach or obtain something that only one can possess. Which makes sense.
No, it doesn't. How can you have one person be a rival if they're trying to gain something?
One of two or more. Yeah, I'm a rival, whatever. Okay. But that's talk to Webster's. Only one of these pairings can possess that something, and that something is victory.
Oh, we love victory.
Yeah. The nominees for best rivalry are Betty Jean Gooch versus Transy Book Heist Gang.
The Gooch.
We've talked about these dimwits and their quest to get possession of the rare books in the Transy Library.
Books.
Books. But they did not succeed. In the end, the victor was most certainly mild-mannered librarian Betty Jean Gooch.
The Gooch!
A true ridiculous crime hero. And are books the new trains?
Are trains the new books?
I love books so much.
Mother Gerlach versus the Bishop of Fort Worth. We love a badass, don't we, folks?
Hard as we can.
And Mother Superior, Teresa Gerlach of the Carmelite Monastery of the Most Holy Trinity, is badass as they come. She took on the creepy Bishop of Fort Worth and pretty much won. Get yours, Mother Gerlach. John Charles Gilkey versus Bibliodick. An inveterate book thief, a tireless, self-described Bibliodick, The cat and mouse between Gilkey and Ken Sanders was more than ridiculous. It was epic. Sanders, the bibliodick, stands for truth, justice, and the literary way. And that's why we love him.
And books.
And books. Lord Buckley versus the police. Wild and woolly, silly and psychedelic, Lord Buckley was a force to be reckoned with. The police couldn't get with his brand of loose entertainment, so they made it their mission to take him down.
Boo.
Liam Gallagher versus Noel Gallagher. Webster's Dictionary defines rivalry as the Gallagher brothers. These two are always at each other's throats, both figuratively and literally. Their exploits wandered into the crime zone when it got physical, which it often did. Here's hoping these brothers find a way to smooth things out, or not. This was a really tight one, guys. Lots of great nominees. Good year for rivalries. It's not every year that we see heated, long-lasting feuds like these, but the science of tabulation has determined John Charles Gilkey versus Bibliodick is the winner.
What?
Yes.
Congratulations to them both. We're hoping Ken Sanders finds that storage locker one day.
I hope that the Gallagher brothers don't look back in anger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Zarin, I'm hoping that too, because anger is such a dangerous emotion. I mean,
thank you, producer Dave.
It just causes so much destruction.
Good point.
I too have many hopes and many dreams, and that is one of them. I also have dreams that my arms are made of licorice. Well, that's not one of my hopes. That's just one of my bad dreams. Let's go to commercial so we can do some costume changes. When we come back, we'll get right back into the awards.
I'm going to get some licorice.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And besides, if this has to run long, it, we'll do it
right.
Orion, welcome back, world. We want to take a moment of silence for those we've lost this year after they were mentioned in passing on the show. You can't see the scrolling list of names right now, but know that it is impressive, and this is all very, very heartfelt.
Yeah.
And we feel sometimes bad and sometimes good for setting this all in motion. And a very, very special credit to Zarin Burnett, the man who killed Henry Kissinger.
I just do it for the little people.
And now, our last entry in the Best Song category. This one captivated audiences all over when it appeared in By the Power of the Moon, Dr. Dante. It is a cover of the classic tune Dr. Dante, originally made famous by Perry Como. This version, the one we used in the episode, was performed by the award-winning artist behind every one of Michael Bublé's hits. That's right, this is Dr. Dante, as performed by Brylan Martini.
Dr. Dante, hypnotize me with your sweet caress. Anytime I see your face. Dr. Dr. Dante.
Yes.
Dr. Dante.
Ooh, doggy, that is some earworm.
Right? I have had that in my head every day since the episode was first released. Some days I wake up humming it. Same. Dr. Dante.
Fun fact, gang. Not a lot of people know this, but I was able to sit in on the recording session for this.
No.
What?
Yes. Brylon Martini is a little bit of a menace. In fact, he stole my car while I was there.
What?
Never got that beauty back.
Wait, no, not really. He stole your sweet 1969 El Camino? Not the one with the desert Southwest landscape airbrushed on the back?
Zarin, the very one.
I am so sorry, Dave. If I would have known, I never would have bought a 69 El Camino off Brylon Martini through Facebook Marketplace.
Wait a minute, I'm connecting dots.
Thanks, E. That means a lot, and in no way helps me. Our next category is a wild one, and here to present it is five-time employee of the week at Subs, Zarin Bernetti.
Thanks, Davi. You are a man among men. You are the New Jersey to my Pennsylvania. Okay, look, we've all made bad decisions. Generally, it's with a pretty feasible plan, but we just don't think it through. And that's how one winds up on this podcast. But sometimes the bad decisions are for absolutely inane, insane, no may, whoa, damn it. But sometimes the bad decisions are for absolutely inane, insane, clown posse ideas. Plans that make no sense. None whatsoever. Just mule dumb. Plans that make us ask, what did you think you would get out of this? Friends, the nominees for the best ludicrous plan are... Edwin Rist and the Feather Underground. Let me get this straight. He broke into a museum to steal rare feathers to spend time making them into fishing flies so he could buy a golden flute.
What?
Why not just steal the flute? The Falcon and the Snowman. The epic journey of...
Showman.
Oh, that's right. I said that before, didn't I?
I don't know.
No, but not in the previous one. Not the... Anyway.
I'm leaving this in.
The Falcon and the Showman. The epic journey of Balloon Boy. Richard Heaney's...
Heaney. Sorry.
Richard Heaney's ludicrous plan was to do something so out there and mildly scientific related as to get his own television show. He wound up all over the TV, all right? Instead of fame, he got infamy.
That's infamy.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Harvey's Casino. So you make a giant bomb. And when I say giant, I mean giant.
Giant.
And you wheel it into a casino, and you tell them to pay you millions of dollars, or you'll blow it up. And then you miss the money drop, and it all falls apart. Great plan. Testicle thieves.
Dipey.
These bozos went out of their way, risking lives and arrest, to get testicle juice that would supposedly prevent aging. It's a ridiculous crime for an even more ridiculous purpose. Howard X. The man Howard X, a.k.a. Kim Jong-un, he was head of an international group of world leader impersonators. The plan? Work with a Vladimir Putin lookalike to get a Vladimir Zelensky lookalike out of Ukraine in the days just after Russian invaded. Ludicrous. And the winner is Edwin Rist and the Feather Underground. Committing a crime all for the love of a golden flute. Both ludicrous and ridiculous. It's like a criminal fairy tale told by a carny.
It's ludicrous. And that's exactly what I would have said if he'd ever let me get a word in edgewise.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Thank
Here
you for
to present
asking.
The next... Oh, this is falling apart. why don't I do that again? That's exactly what I would have said if you had ever let me get a word in edgewise, Zarin.
Oh! I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Thank you for asking.
Here to present the next award is 1989 World Solitaire Champion, Elizabeth Dutton.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's an honor and a gentleman to be here. This next category is something I nag about at the end of every episode. See, rude dudes are the best. We want to hear from you. Literally. I ask people not to send emails because I never learned to read and I don't know my numbers.
Or your shapes.
No.
Or your colors.
Nothing. I don't know anything. But I can hear things,
True.
Zarin. And Dave. And we all love when we get to hear your sweet voices, rude dudes. So the nominees for Best Talkback are
Ooh.
The Ranch Song.
La
Life is depressing. The earth is actively trying to kill us. Life is depressing. Government's trade deals with the devil. How can I go back to a space where my smile is in place? I pull out my secret weapon, a big old tub of a ranch conception. It's my new favorite obsession. It will rocket me right to heaven. Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream.
Murder-free truck driver.
Hi, I'm a truck driver, and I just want to say that your podcast makes it where I don't want to murder people with my semi-truck every day when they cut me off and do stupid crap all over the road. So I want to thank you, Zarin Burnett and Elizabeth Dutton, so much, and everybody over there at Ridiculous Crime. You guys save a lot of people's lives every day.
Fox Toes.
My name is Marilyn. I commented on the Instagram page about the Fox sisters that I can make the noise with my toes that they were making. I'm standing on a wooden floor in sock feet with my phone in my hands, and here it is.
I was at the riot.
Hi, Elizabeth and Zarin. My name is Brandon. I was just listening to the show about riots, and it was thrilling to me because I also was at that Body Count and Metallica and Guns N' Roses show. I participated in the throwing of dirt. I also was struck by dirt, and I had dirt put down my pants. It was everything a 14-year-old could have asked for, and my next concert was Cannibal Corpse, so whatever.
Hey guys, this is Brandon. I just sent a message about the rioting thing, and I just wanted to say thank you for your show. I work out here in Pleasanton at the garbage company, and I put tires on the garbage trucks, and it's a miserable, stinky job. And you guys, in between all the wrestling podcasts, are a bright spot in my otherwise smelly day. Thanks.
Acoustic Sunrise.
You guys are the best. Love you.
And the winner is murder-free truck driver.
Oh, hey. I didn't see that coming.
Wherever you are, truck driver, we salute you. The talkback you left was a thing of beauty, a piece of art. The punctuation of the engine sound at the end, pure genius. Please make sure to use the iHeart app and leave a talkback, and maybe next year you'll be the winner.
Way to get everyone's hopes up, Elizabeth. Well done.
Thank you for asking.
Here to present our next award is Car and Driver's Super Car of the Year, ZB 180.
Thank you, Dave. Vroom, vroom to you, sir. It's really great to be here. This is almost as good as making some of that spicy coconut curry shrimp soup with my buddies. Okay. All throughout the show, you've heard the nominees for Best Song. It's a labor of love to commission these songs for every episode that we do. And the listener reactions to these songs, it warms our hearts, people. It lets our souls sing. These songs, they transport you, right? Any song can. They free you. They also bind you to others. Sometimes a song will make you sad or nostalgic. Sometimes they make you drive too fast. Songs make us feel all kinds of ways. Music, it's invisible magic. As a reminder...
You know, songs sometimes make my teeth white.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sometimes they make my teeth fall out.
Really?
Yeah.
So, the power of song, I'm telling
you. So amazing. It's
sometimes
magic.
Sometimes songs make my hair stand up straight. Yeah. Those are Butch songs. Now, as a reminder, the nominees for Best Songs are Murph the Surf.
Everybody's talking about Murph.
Rosso Corso.
And you know I can't.
There's a boy in that balloon.
Sure about this.
In the woods.
Oh yeah, boy, you know what time it is. It's time to get
Dr. Dante.
Dr. Dante,
Hypnotize me with your sweet.
And the winner is... Let me open this. No way! I cannot believe you guys. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
No,
Dave,
I have no
you
idea.
You haven't seen it yet? Oh, God.
I have not
the
seen
winner
it.
Is Dr. Dante!
Oh, man.
Yes! Brylan Martini can't be here to accept this award. He's currently on a cruise ship along the Mexican Riviera and doesn't have internet or phone access. He's also likely hopped up on goofballs. So we probably don't want to hear what he has to say right now anyway. But we wish him Godspeed and thank him for that beautiful song.
Can I say it? I'm just going to say it. I
say
love
it.
Tall and creamy cheesecakes.
That's good
I love
for
tall
you.
And creasy.
Just say it.
Let me do it again. Can I say it? I'm just going to say it.
Say it!
Uh-huh.
I love tall and creamy cheesecakes.
Yes! Yeah, say it again.
And now our last award of the show. These two have traveled halfway around the world to be here. They've done so by foot, by hoof, and by Greyhound bus. Here they are, star of all 15 of the Fast and Furious movies, Zarin Burnett and... I'm not going to read that. Zarin Burnett and Mensa champion Elizabeth Dutton.
No! Read it.
Fine.
Read it.
Okay.
You coward.
Here they are.
You didn't read it before. Okay.
Here they are, star of all 15 of the Fast and Furious movies, Zarin Burnett, and recent cranial amputee, Elizabeth Dutton.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. And for the record, I also like cheesecake. It's good.
Cheesecake buddies!
Yay!
Our final award is all about the people. And by people, I mean rude dudes.
We weren't done talking about cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Okay, whatever. So this is the People's Choice Award, presented by Ballots were sent to over 400,000 listeners from around the world to determine their favorite episode. What's curious is that none of the finalists were in any of the other categories.
Curious indeed.
Well, thanks to the dedication of the accounting firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, we can now declare an official winner.
The People's Choice Award goes to...
Elizabeth, where did you put the envelope?
Oh, I thought you had it.
No, I thought you... Oh, wait, I got it. Michaela, the intern, had it. You're fired.
So fired.
And the winner is La La Land!
Wrong envelope.
Oh.
In third place, Tony Tetro, the art forger's forger. In second place, Sorry About the Drapes, the dinner set gang, a.k.a. Diarrhea Don. And in first place, with a whopping 785,000 votes, you, me, and the Stanford Tree.
Well, that's a real come-from-behind winner. Had a lot of heart. It brought people and a certain peace to the land.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Well, that's us for today.
Wait a minute. Can we get a certified Elizabeth Dutton impression of Henry Kissinger saying thank you for joining us and for listening?
Sure. Hey, everybody, it's me. I don't think I can do it.
No, I get that.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you more than you will ever know.
It's a good effort.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thanks for a wonderful year, and here's to many more.
I love years.
Me too. It's a year. You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. Email us if you want at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Visit us at ridiculouscrime.com. And, of course, leave a talk back on the iHeart app. And don't forget, code RIDICULOUS60. Tune in next time. Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, and sometimes Dave Kustin. Prettiest Smile goes to Dave Kustin. Best Use of Archive.org goes to Marissa Brown, and the Best Use of Newspapers.com goes to Andrea Song Charpentier. The award for Best Podcast Theme Song Ever goes to Travis Lee and Tom.
No, keep it.
Goes to Travis Lee and Thomas Dutton. Best Executive Producers are Ben Bolin and Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime.
Say it one more time.
Ridiculous Crime.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.